Defiant Iran declares the world is now a target, recreational and tourist sites included. By Simon Kent on March 20, 2026. Recreational and tourist sites worldwide will now be a target for Iran's aggression and what remains of the Islamic State's leadership further added Friday it is still building missiles. The show of defiance singling out non-combatant civilian targets anywhere on the globe comes 3 weeks into U.S.-Israeli strikes that have eliminated a slew of Tehran's top leaders and hammered its weapons and energy industries, AP reports. The outlet detailed. Iran's top military spokesman warned Friday that parks, recreational areas and tourist destinations worldwide won't be safe for Tehran's enemies. General Abu Fazla Shekarchi made the threat as Iran continues to be hit by American and Israeli airstrikes. It renewed concerns that Iran may revert to using militant attacks beyond the Middle East as a pressure tactic in the war. U.S. and Israeli leaders maintain weeks of strikes have decimated Iran's military. Airstrikes have also eliminated its supreme leader, the head of its Supreme National Security Council, and a host of other top-ranking military and political leaders, as Breitbart News reported. Iran's key military and economic sites have taken a similar battering from combined Israeli and U.S. attacks. Even so, Tehran's arrogant defiance knows no bounds. Related, U.S. forces strike over 90 Iranian military targets on Karg Island. "We are producing missiles even during war conditions, which is amazing, and there is no particular problem in stockpiling." Spokesman General Ali Mohammad Naini was quoted as saying in Iran's state-run Iran newspaper. Naini added Iran had no intention of seeking a quick end to the war. "These people expect the war to continue until the enemy is completely exhausted," he said. A short time after the statement was released, Iranian state television said Naini was killed in an airstrike. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.